St. Louis's sports leader.
5-9 to the Fan, the Morning Grind, Big Gladiator Monday here. We play clips to get Tim fired up before each segment.
Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was a freak like me? Don't ya?
Once the guys started singing Air Supply, really opened the gates here.
The cat, for the last half hour, has been doing nothing but going on the internet
research
and looking at pictures of the Air Supply guy. You only needed one picture to know that this guy
I wasn't was certain, but now I have my opinion.
What is it?
He might be a little light in the low.
Is he a bedazzler?
No, he is not. That's clear.
Bedazzler's like some fat woman that lives like in South County.
Doing stitching?
Yes.
And making the shirts. Jen bolted quickly, by the way.
J.C. Lynn.
She is just out of her. She's having her tonsils.
Tim didn't hit on her today, and that pissed her off.
She's all worried about her tonsils. I mean, kids have it done left and right.
I don't know. I guess she says it's bad, though, when you get them done when you're older.
I guess
it's like a root canal or something.
Apparently we didn't
or,
see
it. Getting your wisdom. I still haven't had my wisdom teeth pulled. Have you guys had those done?
No.
Oh, yeah, a while ago.
Jews usually don't have wisdom teeth.
Need the wisdom.
Is that true?
Need the wisdom.
Jimmy the Greek said something on NFL today back in 83.
My wisdom teeth. Big Rams Monday here on the Grind, talking Air Supply. We have a call now that's Air Supply
slash Rams. We can't get away from it. We've been talking about Air Supply for the last hour.
We asked the question, how did Mike Martz honestly feel watching the Rams pull that game out?
Would the Rams have won with Mike Martz on the sideline yesterday? I believe the answer is no.
If they'd been able to get a phone to Steve Fairchild, would they have called a different game yesterday? Joe Vitz have an angioplasty today. Cat, is he going to be at this 3 o'clock presser?
I would hope not. Look, we got Chase.
Can they have an acting
out? And she's afraid, you know, that she's going to be out for a month. This guy's going to have a balloon inserted into one of his arteries in his heart. Take a nap afterwards.
Can they have an acting interim head coach to meet with us and go over the big win?
I emailed a suggestion. Just have artists give the news conference.
Making fun of my club, man. You guys on the radio talking about like Air Supply crap.
All right, we gave the ball to Jackson. That's that. Yeah.
Your impressions are racially insensitive and offensive.
The Joe Vitz one?
He thinks
that's
fine.
Insensitive because it's South Jersey.
And by the way, artists
I don't
he
talk
get
to
paid.
You guys, okay? I got a football team. I don't know about gladiator crap. Go ahead, Jim.
Artist thinks he should get paid because we reference him on the show. He thinks he deserves some sort of salary.
Yeah, royalty.
Producer Joe's been saying that for you. We're not going to pay him. Just because we talk about him doesn't matter. Joe Vitt, 2-1. And the Vitt Kool-Aid, I was killing Burwell yesterday because he wrote, hey, let's consider this guy. And I realized a lot of times as a columnist, you just do it to create conversation. But if they keep winning, then you have to at least give him a fair shake.
Absolutely. And he beat a team that is a very good team. I think a team that's going to be in the playoffs. And they did so. They played a solid game. I thought that was a good game to watch. And as I was driving down to the Flannery's location for our postgame show, I watched the first three quarters at my place and then drive down there. I was thinking to myself, even if they lose this thing, I still would be impressed by the performance because they're playing a team that's very good. And they played well. They ran the football. They ran it well in the second half. They kept Taylor in check after a disastrous first half. They called the game well. Outside of the challenge on the Wilford touchdown, I thought it was rock solid. It was just refreshing to watch. It was fun to be a Rams football fan again.
The most impressive win as an organization since when? Maybe the at Seattle game last year when they came back and won it in overtime when we were in L.A. watching that during the playoffs?
I guess. I don't know.
Pittsburgh 03.
That game was a better comeback, but you consider
how solid.
You consider how shorthanded. I mean, it's tough to be solid when you're missing six starters, and they were pretty solid.
I would point out, I'm going through, actually I have the whole schedule right here. They played an incredible game against the Minnesota Vikings in 2003. That was late in the season. And in that game, ironically, they ran the ball more than they passed it, 23 runs, 21 passes. And then also at Pittsburgh, another game where they ran, and that was with Arlen Harris at running back. That was a really impressive win. Also a balanced attack on that one, 37 pass plays, 34 runs. But this yesterday against a good team, a team that, again, I would be very surprised if they weren't in the playoffs. And I'm talking about the Jaguars there. I mean, that's the type of thing you can build on. You go into a bye week beating team like that, and the way you did it. See, after they beat Arizona, after they beat Tennessee, and after they beat New Orleans, I'm like, yeah, they won. But, God, they didn't play very well, and that doesn't look like a good football team. This looked like a good football team yesterday. It's exciting to see.
Fifth in the NFL, I believe, in total defense. The Jaguars are pretty good. Their front guys are very good.
Well, those two guys in the middle, they've spent number ones.
Stroud and Henderson.
Just like the Rams. And in our pregame, I was mocking the fact that the Rams' number ones haven't been very good. Now, Pickett had a great game, but Stroud and Henderson didn't do anything.
And what you do with those guys is you pound the ball, and you keep that defense on the field. That's what the running game does. That's what the Rams did.
And the Rams players often will reference that, too. Kind of nice to not have to pass block every single time.
The offensive line loved yesterday's game, if I had to wager.
There is no question about that. And now you get the bye. If you were 3-5 with all the things going on, I'm not saying the team would have packed it in, but I think the morale and the mood around that team would have been horrendous if you're 3-5 heading to the bye. Instead, you're 4-4 and you've got Seattle on deck. What am I missing here? Again,
You don't want to look.
Turn around. I don't want to look?
Just do it.
Snickers only. There's a man in a Halloween costume with a very, very nervous shake. This is my twin brother.
Oh, God. What idiot is this?
We've got a trick-or-treater. Joe, I think only you can go handle this.
Oh, no.
It's Coach Martz.
Calling from, man. Alaska. We're not wasting your time. Bye.
Joe, I think this would be good play-by-play. Joe, go out there and address the gentleman, and we can give him commentary through the glass. We have a man in
Let him in. Let's put him on.
You really want to put this guy on. Look at our sales manager, Jeff Stone's walking in, and he's getting the
counter. Loser Joe set on the board. The guy's really creeping me out, and we're making Joe out there.
Bring him in. Maybe he'll kill Tim.
God. Maybe it's Rudy. It's a man in a mask. Now that everybody in the building is now frightened, as am I. I think.
Does he really have the shakes?
Don't I see him? I guarantee he really does.
No, he doesn't. Does he?
You know that left Joe, that left hand is shaking.
Come on in here, Joe.
No, that's really a problem.
Joe's really freaked out.
Joe is very frightened. It's almost as if work is confronting him. He's that frightened. Joe, what's going on? What can you tell us about what's going on?
This is some of the scariest crap I've ever seen.
A visitor at Windows.
I told Joe I'm creeped out. He's a deaf mute. He's got a card that says I'm a deaf mute. I don't know, man. That stuff's creeping me out, though.
Is he playing the part on Halloween of a deaf mute?
That left hand is shaking.
I don't know. It's kind of creeping me out.
That's real, Tim.
That's remember the movie Blazing Saddles?
I just thought this was like one of these young freaks that listens to the show is coming in playing a joke, but now I'm starting to think it's real, and if it is real, it's horrific. It's right outside our glass. There's a man standing here with a mask. I looked up, and my initial reaction was to jump. Burlo's out there talking. Yeah,
jump
scary.
Jump like what? Like House of Pain?
He's jumping. Like House of Pain. That's how I would have jumped. But he's got now he keeps better. Oh, good. Now he's doing pornographic bumper stickers in our window. Better a BJ than...
Burlo's mostly frightened.
Oh, nice. This actually might work out for us.
Finish him! Finish him!
Take the money.
I tell you what, Greg Marisek looks frightened of
him. He was really frightened.
Oh, now he's overlooking like the other offices. This is really freaky.
He has a left hand that
is shaking like nobody's business.
Oh, my God.
It is shaking like a
hurricane. What does that bag say? Snickers only?
We don't have any Snickers.
This is some of the freakiest damn stuff I've ever... Producer Joe, seriously, is scared to death. He has a mask on and, like, a stocking cap.
We should
cap,
get him to take
jacket.
The mask. I'll give him $20 to take the mask off. Maybe that'll get him.
You're going to go out there and talk to this guy?
Yeah. You want me to go? I'm going to go.
Yeah, okay.
$20 to take
the mask
off.
Thing about
this might be the worst thing
we have in here, Tim, is I always want to bring these guys in because if there was ever trouble, I would push you right into the person.
Like when Edmonds came here and attacked us.
Yeah.
Martin is right now leaving the studio, and he's going outside to talk to this guy.
He's going to
give me $20.
The guy's a deaf mute. So how's he going to talk to him?
It's a great question.
Martin is a tiger.
I bet he is, too. He's going out to talk to this guy. Now the guy's reaching in the bag that says Snickers only on it. And Martin is going to... Martin will
not... He won't leave the
Martin
door.
Will not,
there he goes.
And this, okay, now the deaf mute is handing Martin a sign that says, I am a deaf mute. That left hand hasn't stopped shaking.
No, that's real. I watched him drop some and pick it up. It was still shaking.
Okay, and he keeps looking at us. I think he's looking at you, and he's pitching a tent.
Well, we all have tents.
Martin gave $20 to take the mask off, but he will not. Producer Joe's back out there again. Producer Joe is trying to communicate with Martin to write a sign to him to have him take the mask off. I really don't know if I want to see the man without a mask. I'm honestly... I'm honestly freaked out by the whole thing. What are you doing, Producer Joe?
I gave him a dry erase pen so he could write on the glass. Since he's a deaf mute, he can't hear anything.
Uh-huh.
So Martin said he'd rather write on a piece of paper. I thought it'd be more funny if you could, like, read what Martin was writing.
Quite honestly, I don't want to see the I don't want to see him take the mask off. I don't think this is anything that's going to be enjoyable. I bet there's a reason this man who has shown up...
Well, it's Halloween.
With a mask.
Well, it's Halloween.
It has a mask on. Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, I think, obviously, we got some issues here. Has this guy ever visited the Five Night of the Fan?
Well, I don't know what he looks like.
World Headquarters?
I don't know. I've never seen the Shakes before.
How did he...
The Shakes is what's got you scared?
It creeps me out. I mean, the mask is one thing, but the Shakes, I thought he was going to come and shoot somebody.
Where does a deaf mute shop for their Halloween costume?
Now he's the right hand. Where does a deaf mute...
Oh, no.
Martin just handed him $20 and asked him to take the mask off. That left hand is it's like a 7.3 on the Richter scale.
I don't know if he can read, and he's pointing at it.
Oh, Martin, how you doing?
Winners by the Rams yesterday, Joven. How about that?
This is
most uncomfortable that I've probably ever been.
What's going on?
I can't tell if he's real or not, but I think it.
He's real. I'm telling you, the shake and the hand.
Well, the left hand shaking like crazy, but the right hand wasn't. And I gave him a pen and paper, and I gave him basically what amounts to a 590 questionnaire. I said, "What is your name? Where do you live? Are you a fan of the show?" And I have a blue. He has a blue pen and a piece of paper. There's a poor woman walking by now.
The people that are walking.
But look at his right hand is not shaking. And when I gave it to him, he had his right hand flopping like crazy. So I'm not convinced it's real.
How did this happen?
I believe it's real.
Joe.
I believe it's real.
Or Jim. I believe we're being punked.
I know. No, now the right hand's.
Now the right hand.
See,
gone.
You know what I mean?
Producer Joe seriously losing it. He can't look.
It is a big Halloween Monday here on the grind. I don't know how you segue off of this. We're having a great Rams discussion, and
I don't know what the hell to do.
Yeah, I wish I could paint a better picture for you.
I'll take a picture.
Thank you, thank you.
I wish I could go back in time, and this would never happen.
He is, I'm looking closer. He has a dark black beard under it, so I've got him at about 50. He is coming off as potentially a homeless person who's dressed up for Halloween.
I have the camera with me today.
He's got a left hand.
Well, now he's got $20.
Well, no, I said $20 to take the mask off.
Oh, you never gave him the $20?
No, to take. Well, I couldn't speak to him.
Go hand him $20.
So when you handed, did he make any sounds?
No, he reached into his bag and held out a sign that says, "I'm."
We already gave him money.
No, he didn't give him money.
All right.
We had to make a deal, but I couldn't make a deal.
Oh, God, what about the people walking in the building seeing this? They have to be absolutely freaked out.
Let's kick in some money.
Some people go to a haunted house to be frightened. You just stop by Old Orchard here today.
You'll never forget it.
Kick in a couple bucks. Let's see how
I'm going to tell you.
For what? Why do we want to give him money? To leave?
Yeah.
You finish him.
I think we're going to break here, call local security, and...
Go on and give him this, would you?
Back to the grind.
Go on and give him this.
I'm not going out there.
This is 590 The Fan.
It's a brand new era for St. Louis Billikens basketball. A new conference, new excitement, and a new radio station. 590 The Fan.